This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did you miss me? I'd like to say I missed you guys. I missed seeing your comments. But, you know, I got to eat turkey, too, you know what I'm saying? And a little lasagna on top of it. That's right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. Lots happening up there, and I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, the time you're taking with us. I really do appreciate it. We've got a lot, I mean a boatload, to talk about tonight. Kimberly Marin's going to join us in a little bit, and we're going to talk about what's going on at the border. I mean, listen, here's the deal. Stop President Trump. I know you listen to the show on a regular basis. I got your picture up there. It says so. Stop threatening to close the border. And close the border. You know, just all you got to do is take your lead from President Obama and his administration and totally ignore the courts. There were plenty of times that Eric Holder ignored the courts. You should do the same thing. It's not a big deal. Seriously. And in this case, you have a right to declare a state of emergency, to protect this country, to protect our borders. You don't have to ask that for permission to act on that. So just do it. Please, don't wait for them to give you approval, or you usually don't work that way. I know it looks bad. That's what's going on today. You know, you're seeing they're rushing the border, and you're seeing the tear gas being used. Well, what else? What, do you use real bullets? No, seriously. Do you want to use real bullets or what? I'm just asking. Do you want them to use, you know, what would you call it, the guard dogs or what have you? See, I prefer water cannons. They're not as harmful. And they'd be doing a service. I mean, they're cooling them off, cleaning them up, kind of thing. Just saying. But we're talking about 2,000 people currently at the border, trying to rush the border, trying to get... I don't know if I so much believe they're totally trying to get over the border or... if they're trying to create an incident where Trump looks bad, Republicans look bad as a whole. Right? Come on, give it some thought. But I think that we that's only 2,000. There's 10,000 behind them. I think it's time to show them that we mean business. I think it's time to show them that we're not going to just... look, it is not unsympathetic to want them to go through the proper channels to get into this country. Somebody suggested today that we ramp up the amount of judges we have. I'm okay with that. Actually, I agree with that. I think we should, but they wanted us to remove the guard. I say, no, keep the guard there. Double them up if you have to. Get the judges. Give them desks in tents right there along the border. Send them home or send them in. Whatever it is you got to do, but do it now. Do it then. There's no lag time. There's no searching for these people. 92%, this is according to the Border Patrol, 92% of these people do not show up for the hearing. Would you? If you lied on the application, would you show up and say, oh, you know, I know you probably found out by now. I'm really not so-and-so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We are allowed to protect our borders. We should protect our borders. We should never stop protecting our borders. Here's a shock for you. I love this. Election fraud here in California. Would you believe it? That's right. Now, I love this because my local Dem friends love to write me and tell me how there's no such thing as election fraud. It doesn't happen. The numbers are so small. It's not a big deal. Well, it's all a line of BS. First and foremost, we know that the L.A. County Registrar is sitting on over 60,000 registrations that are bad. People are dead. They've already moved. These are 60-plus thousand where they've proved that they're not valid signatures. However, they keep voting, somehow. Democrats have been insisting for years there's no evidence of voter fraud anywhere in the U.S. Now, signature gatherers were caught in Los Angeles' Skid Row exchanging dollars and cigarettes for signatures. Now, let's just start off with this. Your vote is not yours to trade. It doesn't work that way. You can't pay for votes. It's against the law. A Ford signature swapped for a dollar, or sometimes a cigarette. The crude exchange played out hundreds of times on L.A. Skid Row during the 2016 election cycle. Again, this year, prosecutors said Tuesday as they announced criminal charges against nine people. Now, bear in mind, this is nine they caught. What about the ones they didn't catch? What about the ones they don't go after? This had to be so egregious, so in your face, that they couldn't ignore it. Right? Otherwise, it'd be a non-issue. Using cash and cigarettes as lures, the defendants approached homeless people on Skid Row and asked them to forge signatures. Well, they didn't say, hey, would you forge this? They probably said, hey, I need you to sign Frank Smith's name on this. And guess what? There's two cigarettes and a $5 bill in it for you. What do you think? Good. Here you go. Here's the pen. I mean, it's really that simple. These people have nothing to begin with, and they have nothing to lose. How are you going to find them? The defendants, some of whom were scheduled to be arraigned on Tuesday, faced several criminal charges, including circulating a petition with fake names and voter fraud. The charges, which were filed 3 weeks ago, but they only made public this week. This is really stupid. 3 weeks ago. When was that? Yeah. About the time of the election, right? Why didn't we know about this? Joe Messina, your host. Maybe Kimberly Marin can straighten me out, although she never has been able to. This time, maybe. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I don't want to hear about, no more about the turkey comas. Okay, turkey is done. It's gone. It's yesterday's news. Come back to reality. We're just going to keep moving on here. Okay? I mean, seriously. I mean, some of you people still sitting around relaxing, trying to get your belly back, you know, or get it back to where it was. Good luck with that. You got Christmas in less than 30 days. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, to kind of spark things off and try to get me off the ceiling, because most of the time I'm like ready to pounce. I'm going out of my mind here. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Always fun. Now, listen, let's get this out of the way because we're going to have to talk about it anyhow. Turkey Day. You're from New Hampshire, and I'm sure you had turkey because that's what they eat in New Hampshire.
No.
Turkey. You didn't have turkey?
No.
Wow.
I had lobster pie.
You had, wait a minute, what? You had lobster?
Yeah, we went out to dinner.
Never.
We went out to dinner, and I could have had turkey dinner, but I chose to have lobster pie instead.
No, you're not from Boston, because Boston people say they had lobster pie. Lobster pie. Hello?
No, I don't have a Boston accent. I pronounce my R's.
Yeah, anyway. So we had lasagna, which is always good. You know, always a
of course.
A, yeah, well, nobody eats turkey.
I know.
Right? Tammy keeps saying to me, I'm not making turkey if you're making lasagna, because nobody eats it anyhow. And she's right.
Right.
You know? So.
Not a big fan of turkey myself, so what's the point of having it?
Hey, well, how do you know Tank doesn't want it? I mean, seriously, think about it.
He's a dog. You're not supposed to feed dogs turkey, I thought.
Says who?
I don't know.
All right. You got to stop listening to them. Didn't your dad ever ask you, who are them? When you say they're all, who are they? That's what I want to know. That's what you always say.
I forget who they are, but we don't even eat turkey. We eat turkey cold cuts. That's it.
Now, I know. Somebody said to me, so if you make lasagna, do you use turkey sausage? I said, shut your mouth. Nobody swears around me like that.
That's sacrilege.
Sausage. Like turkey meatballs or soy meatballs, which is what it always blows my mind. Right? You ever try a soy meatball? No, because I don't like rubber in my mouth, you know?
I used to eat soy chicken patties that were actually pretty good.
Good for you. We'll work on that. We'll work on you on that later. So, listen, I've got something that should shock the crud out of you, okay? Apparently, 3 weeks ago, now look at your calendar and see if that bothers you. 3 weeks ago, they caught an election scam in California. Of all places, I guess on Skid Row, for a cigarette, they were offering them a cigarette and a $5 bill or a couple of bucks, and all they had to do was sign this piece of paper that happened to be an absentee ballot. It was really that simple. And they've arrested 7 people who did this hundreds and hundreds of times in Skid Row. But I guarantee you that none of those votes will be pulled back, and I guarantee you it's more than 7. What do you think?
Wow. That's really, really bad.
They're gutsy, though, aren't they?
Yeah, like they didn't think people would be seeing them do that.
They didn't think anybody would
care.
How do you track down a homeless person and see if they were the one that signed it?
Yeah, and like they might not even remember doing it. You know, yeah, whatever, I signed something. They probably didn't even realize what it was they were signing.
No, would you care? Listen, if you haven't had much to eat and you want a cigarette or a couple of bucks for a hamburger, you really going to ask, what am I signing here?
Of course not.
Okay. I rest my case, Your Honor. That simple.
Nothing else. You know what? And probably nothing will happen to these people who committed this crime.
No, but what bothers me about this even more is that the Democrats are constantly telling me, I mean, they love writing me when I bring this stuff up, that voter fraud's a little thing. It's not a big deal. It doesn't change. It doesn't. They're going, are you out of your mind? First of all, Bush, what was it, a couple of hundred votes for George W.? I mean, that really turned that thing around. And then you're looking here in California alone, just in L.A. County, I know, of 60,000, a petition that was put in that they proved there were 60,000 ballots or 60,000 registered voters that didn't live here or that were dead, period. And they didn't do anything about it.
Not a shocker.
You know?
And that's one of the reasons that Democrats always say, oh, voter fraud doesn't really exist. It's not a big deal. And they try to make it like anyone who wants to stop voter fraud is some kind of an extremist who wants to oppress the votes of other people, because they are committing voter fraud every single election in every single state. And they know it.
Well, I keep saying they use a different dictionary because we call it voter fraud. They call it voter suppression. Really?
Right. Well, you know, they've been doing it for years. It's not anything new.
You know, it's really funny when you look at these things, and I tell people all the time, I know why they won't admit to it. I know why they won't even admit that it exists, because if you go look at all these cases, and this isn't just a number out of 99.9% of these cases are what? They're Democrats doing this. They're Democrats that have been caught cheating, not Republicans. Not that we're saints. That's not what I mean by any stretch of the imagination, but you know what I'm saying.
No, and I told you years ago I did a white paper on voter fraud and the different kinds of it, and I made it nonpartisan. But what I noticed during my research, which I spent a lot of time researching it, was that the majority of voter fraud was Democrats. Yes, some Republicans committed it as well, but the majority was committed by Democrats across the country, every state, every election.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I see it. We do enough stories around it, which is why I always say when I have a Democrat on or I talk to a Democrat, you're not going to say, what do you say, your own kids are stealing? Most people won't do that.
Right.
That's what you're saying. My own party is cheating, right?
They would never say that. They won't admit it because they're not honest people in the first place. But if a Republican was caught doing it, you bet your bippy they'd be screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs.
Well, you know, all they have to do is listen. All women would have to do is listen to their husbands. This wouldn't be an issue, because you know Barbara Streisand says you're an idiot, right? You're being assaulted. You're being bashed by your husband because you can't have your own thoughts. You have to vote the way your husband tells you to vote.
She's an.
I'm
censoring myself.
She says, "I love my country, and it's painful to see democracy." Really, I mean, this is rich. Democracy being assaulted, institutions being assaulted, and women being assaulted. And, my God, women being assaulted. I mean, seriously, most
isn't Hollywood the biggest perpetrator of assaulting women?
Yes. Yeah, and where's the outrage there? Still no outrage over many things that went down. And notice how fast the Me Too movement kind of died away?
Yeah.
And we're not paying attention? I saw a judge out of New York, or one of the AGs out of New York, decided that they're not going to charge him on the, I think it had to do with the finances or what have you, because he's going through too much already. We'll talk about that more outside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
President Trump addressing the situation at the border, a chaotic scene as thousands of people arrive in Tijuana, Mexico. Members of the caravan met with tear gas when they rushed the border. Dozens arrested trying to cross the border illegally.
I'll tell you what. Obama had a separation policy. We all had the same policy. I tried to do it differently, but Obama had a separation policy, but people don't like to talk about that.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Borcato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly killed the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Yeah, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live and listen live and take the poll. Lots going on up there, including getting involved in the conversation. You know, where you can, again, you can watch live there, but there's also a chat room going. Yes, an old-fashioned chat room. We can go up there and you can talk to like-minded people up there. And don't talk too much, though. Pay attention to the show. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always enjoy her time with us here on the show. And I'm trying to convince her, get her to understand that according to Barbara Streisand, she's mindless and that she really should listen to her husband when it comes to voting. I mean, I don't know what your problem is with that, Kimberly.
Wait. She said I'm supposed to listen to my husband?
Not supposed to listen to your husband. I apologize. I'm saying Republicans are telling you you're supposed to listen to your husband. She's telling you you shouldn't.
Okay, so I never had any Republican tell me to listen to my husband when it comes to tell me how to vote, and I wouldn't anyway.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling, but I wouldn't know.
These left-wing lunatic Holly weirdos actually think that people care about what they say when it comes to politics. And I know, I understand some mindless, dim-bulb sheeple do care. But most, the majority of people are just like flipping them the bird, saying, shut up. I don't care what you have to say about politics. Go make a movie.
Her? No, just, she needs to stay in her little room there and stay in her living room and not really get out. Matter of fact, somebody should take her phone away from her, too. Seriously. You know,
They're all lunatics.
Look it. She says a lot of women vote the way their husbands vote. They don't believe enough in their own thoughts. Maybe that woman who's so articulate, so experienced, so fit for presidency, Hillary, was too intimidating for them. And I'm thinking to myself...
Sorry, that was loud.
I know. No, I'm thinking to myself, when I go to these events where there's conservative women, and even in Hollywood, I mean, look at, we can name a whole bunch of conservative women. Tell me, are you telling me Sam Sorbo is a pushover? She's an easy mark? I mean,
intimidated by Hillary Clinton, I protested that hag at every public event that I could, and I said to her face that she should be in prison, not in the White House. So don't tell me about intimidation.
So you're somewhere on the list, apparently.
I haven't been suicided yet.
But, I mean, think about 40, what was it, 27 or 47 blunt trauma hits to the head, and they called it suicide. And the only thing I can think of, okay, because they found him.
How do you do that?
They found him. Well, no, listen to me. Listen. So they found him next to a garage door, right? So what I'm thinking is the garage door malfunctioned, and it just kept slamming him in the top of the head till he hit the ground, right? I mean, that's all I can think of. 47 times, right? I mean, I don't know.
That's certainly no way to try to kill yourself.
Listen, I'm trying to help out here. I mean, I try to have this thing make sense, and I can't figure it out. I can't.
You can't do it.
No. Listen, if you think about what Barbara Streisand and other women on the left say, and the way they speak to conservative women, the way they speak to women that are quote-unquote on the right, they see them as total morons, total idiots. They can't think for themselves. How much more insulting or insulted can you be or insulting can you be towards your own group? Aren't they talking about holding up women in high esteem? You know, this whole thing in Georgia where it was racism because the black female didn't win, yet Mia Love, not a word from the left?
Of course, because she's a conservative. It doesn't matter that she's black and female. You stop it. You just stop that right now. This is what drives me insane about the left. Their double standards, their hypocrisy, their lies. And it's not so much that all that about them drives me insane. It's that there are people who believe whatever they spew out of their mouths. That's what drives me more insane, because people aren't willing to think for themselves and say, wait a minute, they aren't complaining for the same reasons over in this race, or they aren't complaining when one of their own does something bad, you know, for whatever accusations are made. It drives me insane that people just gobble up whatever these left-wing lunatics say and believe it and then repeat it as if it's fact. Even when you show them the facts, it's like, no, these are the facts.
No, look at
here, look at these are the facts.
Look at them running at the gate. Now, you and I, when they say throwing rocks, we know what they really mean because we've looked at it enough and we know. But most people think when they say throwing rocks, they're thinking those little pebbles in your driveway and stuff like that, right? You're like the ones they used to skip over a little pond or what have you. And you're saying, no.
Right.
The reason the Border Patrol had to put the guards on the windshields and the side windows, what do you think it was, for bullets? No. You think it was for cannons? No, it was for rocks. Rocks that were being thrown that were penetrating the window, shattering those windows and what have you. So when they say rocks, they're talking just shy of boulders. These people.
Yeah, they're not talking about little. Right, they're not talking about little pebbles that you pick up at the on the side of the road.
Yeah. No.
That's the other thing that gets me is the media. The media is so bad. They so want to paint a specific story instead of telling the truth. And that's worse than fake news, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That is intentionally lying to the American people about what's really going on. Because we see some of it from other reporters that aren't mainstream media. We see some of what's actually going on. But that's not the picture we're going to be presented by the majority in the left-wing media, because they don't want to tell the truth either.
Mm-hmm. No, never. You're exactly right. But, you know, again, the reason they're so dangerous, people think that we want to stifle their free speech. That's not it.
No.
You can have all the free speech you want, but do you understand the death and destruction you can cause when you talk about things like our soldiers are ripping babies out of mother's arms, our soldiers are firing tear gas at mothers just trying to get over the border for a better life? Why don't you look at the video yourself? You're going to see that's nothing but a lie. That's not true. Report the truth and we don't get on your case.
Well, and that's the thing. They actually can be inciting violence against Americans.
Yeah.
Based on the lies they report. And And it's not even the visuals they show are things that are happening, but they're not showing the whole thing. They're just showing this narrow view right. instead of showing the whole picture. Like, you know, you're looking into a peephole almost, and they're just showing you what's in the peephole instead of showing you what's happening behind the whole door.
And
that's the problem. It's, you know, it's worse than fake news, in my opinion. And many of us have known this for a very long time, that this has been going on. And it's just gotten so much worse since Trump became president. So, so much worse.
You know, I got to tell you something. I the more I think about this, I'm just thinking that what if the Republicans not only kept the House but gained seats? Can you imagine what the streets would be like? Can you imagine what it would be like out there for guys, for people like you and I? Right? I mean, this wouldn't stop. It'd make them three times as crazy.
But it's not going to stop. It hasn't stopped.
No.
That's the thing. It hasn't.
Let me ask you a question on the whole, we only got a couple of minutes on the segment, but on the whole border thing, right? I'm up for him just closing. Until we can get it squared away, until we can get the wall up, until we can just close the border. And you know what? Do what Obama did. Do what Eric Holder did. Defy the judge's order. This is what I've always said in the past. Who is the judge going to send there to enforce the order? You going to send the DOJ down to take over to take on the military?
Right.
This ought to be a lot of fun.
But he won't do that.
No. Now, I wish he'd stop. That's why I said tonight, stop threatening to close the border and close it.
Just do it.
That simple. I can't keep us safe because there's too many. And then you got professors at college now stirring up students saying, we should open the border up. We should let them all in, okay? They're just coming here for a better life. Forget the law. Isn't it funny how lawless they become when they want something what they want? It's just amazing to me. I don't know.
Meanwhile, they're saying that Trump is lawless, and I saw some show today or yesterday that they were saying he's a dictator, he's a king. I'm like, what? That's the kind of stuff they're saying.
Yeah, no, I know they are, and the kids are buying it. But I love people like Steven Crowder who go out on campus. Other people go out on campuses, ask these kids questions, and they can't answer them. They don't know what word fascist means. They don't know what dictator means.
They're not being properly educated, and it's shameful.
Yes, you know what? I'm in education, and I'm going to give you that one. But you're right. I'm Joe Bastini, host of The Real Side. More with Kimberly right after the break. Don't go far.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots going on up on the website. Let's just get to it, because I always have fun when she's on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, and she always helps us kind of get the crazy stories of the week under control, in hand. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, so they're at the loons are really at it again with Betsy DeVoe. Is it DeVos or DeVoe? Boss?
I don't know.
Oh, let's just call her Betsy. How's that? I mean, that works for me.
Yeah. I think it's DeVos.
There you go. Okay, so DeVos, DeVoe, the whatever. Anyhow, the left is tearing her apart, right? They're tearing her apart because she wants to enforce Title IX due process changes. So, in other words, instead of somebody who's been accused of, you know, under Obama, if you were accused of sexual assault on campus, then, and you correct me if I'm wrong, ultimately a campus council or committee or whatever would look at this, but you couldn't, the accused couldn't face his accuser, which is against the law. right?
Yep.
Couldn't ask any questions, couldn't cross it, whatever words you want to use. And whatever she said was gospel truth, and in many, if not all of the cases, they were thrown out of school. What's wrong with due process? What's the issue here?
The left hates due process unless it's for someone on their own side. I wrote about this a few years ago when they first put this out there. And basically, even the Senate was going to vote on something like this. And I'm like, don't send your sons to college, because that's what this is basically doing. It's denying them due process. Anyone can accuse them. It doesn't matter if they're lying or not. They are the accuser, and it could be male or female, is to be believed. They aren't to be cross-examined. You aren't to look at their past, at their text messages, nothing. And there were cases where kids, were boys, were absolutely railroaded because of the Obama administration's policies. And it's not right. The college shouldn't be dealing with sexual assault. That should be in the courts, not the college. And the left, including the ACLU, is freaking out about what Betsy DeVos is implementing and putting into place, saying, no, forget the Obama administration rules. We have to go back to real rules.
The law.
The law, basically. the Constitution. Hi. Hello. Remember the Bill of Rights? And that's how it should be. It should have never been allowed before what was allowed. And the left, the ACLU, anyone who is against what DeVos is trying to do is absolutely despicable and should be ashamed of themselves, that they just want to railroad potentially innocent people and not give them the due process that we are all guaranteed under our constitutional rights.
Well, isn't it funny how it's all about the Constitution with Trump? You know, we're in a constitutional crisis, but it's only within the four walls of the White House. Nowhere else in the country are we under a constitutional crisis, according to Pelosi. I mean, he is spearheading all of this. But, you know, again, we're right back to making men the demons. We make men the bad guys all the time, and that's what's happening here again. You're talking about sexual assault on campuses. I would guarantee you 99% of the sexual assault claims are usually a woman claiming it against a man, correct?
I don't know if it's that high, but yeah, it's the largest percentage is that. And there have been cases, Joe, where a girl did it just to get revenge. There was no sexual assault, and the accused was able to prove it after the fact when he sued the college, because they just railroaded him through and tossed him out.
Yep.
But he sued the college and proved in an actual court of law that he didn't do anything.
Right.
Because in an actual court of law, he could present evidence.
Right.
He couldn't at the college level, thanks to Obama.
Yeah.
So anyone, again, who is against due process for everyone is out of their minds, and they just want to slam Trump for everything he's doing, because they thought everything Obama did was so great. What Obama did was try to destroy our constitutional rights left and right. He did all kinds of things.
It shines. They loved him so much. They thought he was so much their savior that anything he did was like walking on water. Anything he did was great and wonderful. And they hate Trump so much that the man can save babies from a burning building, and they'll find out why that was wrong. Why didn't he go in with the oxygen for the kids instead of just going in and grabbing them and running out? They would come up with any reason to hate him even more. That's how disingenuous, at least how I see it, that's how disingenuous they are.
Of course. It doesn't matter. We've said it on this show before. He could come up with a cure for cancer, and they would say that he was trying to destroy the cancer industry.
He was trying to make more money for his friends in the pharmaceutical industry. That's what it would be.
Yeah, I mean, that's how insane they are.
Oh,
literally.
And it's not going to stop anytime soon. I keep telling people.
No. No, it's never going to stop, because the left has dug a hole so deep with their BS of what they've been telling people all these years, what they've been falsely telling people, whether it's in K-12, whether it's in higher education. whether it's after the fact, in the news, etc. They've dug a hole so deep of lies that no one's going to ever believe them when they do tell the truth, if they ever bother to. And I don't think they can. I honestly don't think they can, because it's just, they don't know how anymore. And they certainly can't admit when they're wrong. There was a shooting somewhere. There was an inner city shooting, and, you know, people were talking about it. It was a mother wrote a letter about it. A young girl in Milwaukee was shot sleeping in her bedroom. And because somebody shot at her house, probably inner city violence. And I'm like, well, maybe Democrats will start looking at inner city violence and what's been going on in the cities that they've controlled for decades. Maybe they'll actually start talking about that.
That was a five-year-old. No, they've done nothing. They've glossed over it. The news hasn't hit it very hard, and you won't hear much about it because it's going to prove the point that banning guns doesn't work. It's really that simple, right?
Well, and there's underlying issues. Forget guns for a second. There's underlying issues of why these places are so violent. And if you really take a look at that, poverty, education, single-parent homes, if you really take a look at the reasons, they're all thanks to policies that Democrats put into place. But they will never admit that all those policies were wrong and actually hurt millions of Americans in this country. But instead, they want to point, gun violence, and then try to implement other bad policies that only affect all law-abiding citizens, including law-abiding citizens in those inner cities who want to protect themselves from the violence.
Yeah, it goes back to what you and I have talked about, too, which is look at everything that they push. It is lawless. Everything that they push is against the law or outside of the law. Opening up the borders, letting people in for any reason, allowing illegals to vote. We can go on and on and on with this, and you look at them and you go, so is that how it works? Whatever you feel from the heart is true, right not to be allowed, but as far as the law goes, it only applies to the right. That's what I'm getting.
Of course. It only applies to the right. And they're the only ones who are expected to follow the law.
Yeah.
You know, the left can do whatever they want, basically. And they do.
Well, look, this thing going back and forth between Trump and Roberts, right? And I don't think it's the right thing to do. So this is one of those times to go, you know what, Trump, stop fighting with the guy that's going to be looking at cases for you here shortly. Let's start off there. Number two is, it's not the place to have it. Not the place to have. We all know, all right? I'm sorry that Roberts drinks a different kind of coffee in the morning than we do, apparently. We all know that there are Obama judges. There are George Bush
judges. Of course there are.
All right? We know this.
Yep.
And the proof is, how many times has the Supreme Court overturned the Ninth Circuit Court? I mean, about it. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So, If you have a left agenda, if you have a hardcore liberal agenda, the place to get the case taken is at the Ninth Circuit Court.
Yes, and everybody knows that. Yep. Even the left knows that. So acting like they're all surprised that someone is actually saying that the Ninth Circuit is filled with left-wing activist judges is surprising, is really remarkable, because we've all known that for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. And how many judges on that court? I mean, they've got that court needs to. They've got too big of an area, and
they need to get rid of that court. It's just pathetic. It's too politicized. No, seriously, that's not what a court is supposed to be. Courts are supposed to go by the Constitution and laws and other previous cases that have been heard. They're not supposed to politicize. Well, I just disagree with this due to my political ideology, so I'm going to go against it.
Yeah,
or for it, whatever it might be.
We're out of time.
That's wrong.
But I loved, I don't know which one of the justices of the Supreme Court went against Trump and said, because of what he said during his election, I'm thinking, well, what about the Constitution? What does it say?
Exactly.
Tell people where to find you. We're up against it.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteCrock.com, and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
There you go. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Put the number aside. You're going to want it for the next hour. We got a lot coming up.